Right, it's Instagram. Jesse L. Steele. Jesselstelle. Instagram. You'll see what the... You'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, so there's this lady that's travel. She's apparently some sort of a... She was doing live stream stuff. I couldn't figure out... I could not discern from the video and the content made available to me and what I saw at the time what nationality she was. Is she Chinese from Malaysia? Is she from Hong Kong? Is she Taiwanese? Is she from mainland China? Now, I got this from one of my Taiwanese friends, but she's in Germany, and people are kind of pushing her around and making fun of her. And it's a number of people, and it's been on her live stream Twitch. All right. The few thoughts that come to me about this, the Taiwanese don't like this. I did a video about a year ago with Talis. He's Brazilian Taiwanese. He's got two nationalities, parents from two different countries. And he was very disturbed when the pneumonia virus first hit the whole world about a year ago. People started being mean to any ethnic Chinese, whether they were from Hong Kong or from Taiwan, or whether they were from Malaysia or from mainland China, completely different countries. And it was really, really bothering him. It was really, you know, so it's like prejudice isn't going to help. This is one country's problem. Blaming people. It'd be like beating up Americans for something Britain did. You know, it's hate, and it doesn't address the issue. No one's upset with China for the virus as much as Malaysia and Taiwan are. You know, so why blame the people who agree with you more than you agree with yourself for the problem that they don't like either? That these type of superstitions and this type of prejudicial thought doesn't help anyone. So. The Taiwanese care about this. They see this girl of Chinese descent getting beat up on in Germany, kind of bullied. I'd say bullied. I didn't see any blood or anything, but I mean, she's getting bullied. What's causing that bullying? Can you think of any reasons why Germans would not be happy with people that look Chinese? Could it be that there's a virus that seems to have originated from China in their country? Could it be that China is economically bullying the Germans? China has really made a stink of people in the world. But the problem is that the people of the world are going after their friends because they don't see the difference. I mean, I can talk to someone for 2 minutes and I can tell if they're probably from mainland China or if they're from Taiwan or if they're from Hong Kong. When you open your mouth, I can tell if you're from Hong Kong. I don't know. Prejudice against Chinese is going to be growing. There was a lot of racism against Japan during World War II. I wonder if the scuffle, the predictable, foreseeable scuffle, I wonder if that would include spite for Chinese. If it did, I'm here in Taiwan telling you that there's a big fat difference. So I mean, the newspapers have been trying to educate the American public that Taiwan and China are different. Does the public know that? Can they see the difference? I had a Taiwanese friend. He should be about 24 now, but he was my student 12 years ago. And he was attending a college in Portland. And someone wrote some rude Asian slur on his door, you know, posted a note, a rude note on his door, you know, disliking Chinese. And it's like, he's, you know, I know him. I know what motivates him. I know what drives him. And he didn't want to be a problem for anybody. And whatever people are upset about is not a problem that he's a part of, but he's getting blamed for it. So I don't know. I mean, you know, what do you do? I mean, it's the old prejudicial thing. It's the old stereotypes coming back. You know, we decide we don't like something, so we're going to go be prejudiced against everybody. You know, that's the easy route. That's the route where we don't engage in thinking. And what happens as a result is terrible. Life will punish us. The natural forces that govern gravity and that cause people to dislike us when we lie, that make society want to throw us in prison when we steal, the natural forces of life will send natural forces to punish us if we blame our friends for what our enemies did just because we didn't take the 30 seconds to see the difference between the two. And doesn't that describe most of our fights? What about America? American and Democratic voters are fighting all the time. But if you look at this last election, which I talked about on Monday, it looks like both parties ganged up on both types of voters. Aren't the Democrats scared that Republicans didn't seize the opportunity right in front of them? I mean, Republicans seized the opportunity to put in a Supreme Court justice at the last minute. Why didn't those Republican legislatures say, okay, we've got video of you breaking the rules. Your election's disqualified. It was run by Democrats. If you don't want us to disqualify your election precinct next time, then don't break the rules so flagrantly when it's being filmed and people tell you to stop. Okay, you're out. So that means Trump would win. Yay, we're Republicans. That's what we want. Wouldn't Democrats expect Republicans to do that? That's what they do. And that's what Republicans in Congress just did with ACB, Amy Coney Barrett. Doesn't that disturb Democrat voters that didn't happen? Doesn't it disturb Republican voters that their Democrat voters, that friends, are also being bullied? Where's the love for each other here? Can't we figure out who our enemies really are? If we can't figure out these simple things, we're going to be facing serious consequences. Like Jed always tells me, Jedediah Pascal, he says, the sickness is the cure. It puts the body into a fever, and the body decides to get serious, and then that finally destroys the disease. It's kind of like saying it's got to get worse before it gets better. It doesn't always have to. See, that's I guess the point I would make to add to trail what Jedediah is always saying. Yeah, okay, the sickness is the cure if we require that. There is a cure. There's prevention. And there's treatment cures. But if we bypass those, then the sickness itself becomes our last and only cure. It does not have to be that way. We make it that way by ignoring the prevention. So speaking of prevention, masks, vaccines. I'm over here in Taiwan and someone asked me, Jesse, you vaccines, the laboratories where the virus originated were funded by Bill Gates. The vaccines to solve it were funded by Bill Gates. You know, okay, should we trust these vaccines? You want to know my real opinion? I think that the vaccines in Taiwan are fake. I have this theory. I know. I have this theory in Taiwan because every Taiwanese that brings this up to me, I say it. I say, 4 months ago, everyone in Taiwan had it was about a year ago. There was this 2-month window and everyone in Taiwan felt sick with a little fever, but it wasn't registering on the thermometers. They were all worried and they felt bad for a little bit sick for about 1 month and they didn't tell anybody. And whenever I say this to a Taiwanese, they look at the floor like they're guilty as sin. And I'm like, you already had COVID-19 and you don't need the virus. So you don't need the vaccine. I think the vaccine is fake and I'm going to get it once it comes